How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is January 10th. It's a Monday. This is 2022. We are 10 days into the new year, and it's been quite an adventurous one thus far. And so I'm glad that you have made it this far, that you're able to tune in and listen on a weekly basis. And like I was saying, it's been an adventurous week, and I hope that you guys are actively pursuing the thing that you want, which is what we talked about last week. And so if you guys are new listeners, go ahead and jump back to the week before and hear about actively pursuing 2022, active pursuit of 2022. But as I was saying, like this year has been super eventful already. We've had celebrities that have passed away. Bob Saget passed the day before. Danny Glover passed a couple days ago. Betty White passed at the beginning of the year. Like, there's been so much that's been happening. And what that reminds me of, or lets me know, is that time is of the essence. We don't have all the time that we think that we have. We have a limited amount of time, and I hope that we are using that to the maximum ability, maximum potential that we have stored inside of us. You know, and I mentioned the celebrities, but we had a bit of a scare today this weekend. I went home, and today was actually much better because we were able to bring my father home from the hospital. But we had a scare on Friday where we had to rush to the emergency room and dealing with the blood clot and in his lungs and things of that nature, and not really knowing what was going on with him caused a bit of a panic in all of us, right? And I'm just grateful that the man that I look up to is still here on this side of eternity with my family and I. You know, when we think about, or at least when I think about life, it always seems like there's more time than we really do have, and we never really know when it's going to be our final curtain call, so to speak, right? We never know when we're going to leave this green earth and go to whatever else is on the other side, right? And so I'm grateful that my father is still here with us after being in the hospital for 2.5 days. And when I think about that, it's like it really forces me to examine what's priority for me, right? And for me, priority is spending time with my family. Priority is putting out content that's valuable and meaningful, like being able to talk to you on the podcast or the hoodie that I just created. That's right, I said hoodie. I got a hoodie that I created. And a few other things that I've been working on, like those things are valuable. Those are priorities to me because they allow for me to tap into what I've been called to do, which is to have impact, right? And have a positive impact. Anyone can have an impact, but the impact that is most important and most valuable are those impacts that are positive and meaningful and pay it forward and fulfill life and speak life into other people, because it's so easy to come across someone who doesn't see things the way that I just explained it, right? And so they're negative, or they just want to be hateful or spiteful or whatever it might be. And that's their prerogative, right? They have the choice that they get to make on how they are going to live their lives, and who knows what their experience is that causes them to make those choices. But that's on them. That's not on me, right? So I'm not going to sweat the small stuff. I don't have time to sweat the small stuff. And hopefully you don't have time to sweat the small stuff. Because time is precious. It's winding up. We only have so much of it. And so as we are thinking about how we use our time, let's make sure that we are using our time to the best of our abilities. Whatever it is that we say we want to do, let's attack it with full strength and persevere, because we don't have time for fooling around. There's no time left for fooling around. The time is right now, because that's all that we have. With every breath that we take, we're that much closer to not being here any longer. And so hopefully that that realization, right, is that time is not unlimited. It's not like our cell phone plans, right, where we can get unlimited data and unlimited messages and all those things, right? Like those things, they say, are unlimited, but our life is extremely limited. It's finite. We only get to do this thing one time. We just get to do it one time. And so let's maximize it. Because someone needs what you have. They're waiting on you. They're waiting for you to produce that movie or write that book. They're waiting on you to ask them out. They're waiting on you to apologize for the way that you spoke to them. They're waiting on you to show up. So let's make sure that we're doing all that we can that's in our power to actively pursue in 2022. Because the time, as I said, is short. We don't have as much time as we think we have. And it's so easy for us to just squander it and not have any intentions behind the things that we want to do, right? And, you know, and people have made resolutions, and we're 10 days into this year, and a lot of those resolutions have probably fallen by the wayside. Because there was no teeth behind it, right? There was nothing to get you going behind that thing that you said you wanted to do. You know, and we've been in COVID pandemic mode for far too long, and I put on a little bit of weight, as a lot of people have, right? And if I want to lose the weight that I've picked up, then that means I have to do something different, right? I can't continue to eat the way that I've been eating, or I can't continue to not move the way that I desire to move, right? I have to do something different. So, you know, I started keeping track of my progress on my weight, right? And so I was at like 207 on October 19th, and I wasn't really doing a whole lot. And then I decided a few days ago or last week, right? Or actually a couple weeks ago, we decided we were going to do this weight loss challenge, which starts tomorrow. But I already started putting things in play, right? Just to begin to get back to what I'm used to doing. And I'm proud to say that I've gone from 207 to 201.2, right? And that's almost 6 pounds, and most of that was lost in the past week, right? because that's when I decided to do something a little bit different. I decided to think about what I'm putting into my mouth and whether or not I get up and move in the morning before work, right? Those are simple decisions that I made because it's important to me. It's a priority to me. I value my health. I only have one life to live. And thinking about the experience that we just had with my father, right, and the blood clot, and things are going to have to be different for him, right? And so we're going to do the things that we can to help support him so that he can get to where he wants to be. Right, he's 71 years old. And he's the strongest man that I know. And to see him in the pain that he was in lets me know that my time is limited on this earth. And so I've got to do all that I can to make sure that I show up the way that I need to show up. Not only for myself, but for my family, because I've got two little ones that need me. I've got a wife that needs me. I have family members that need me. I have friends that need me. But at the same time, I need them too, right? And so let's not waste time. Let's not sweat the small stuff, right? Don't worry about what he said, she said. Just worry about what you said and what you wanted and what you're committed to. Because you're worth it. You're worth it. And I know that you're going to make it happen. And so, like I said, I started this weight loss challenge, right? And so there are some things that I want to see happen. And I know that they're going to happen because my mind is in the right place. I've got my accountability for my wife. I've got the group that I've joined, right? And so I'm looking forward to smashing the goal that I set for myself. Why? Because I'm worth it. And it's because it's what I want. And it's because it's what I need, right? I need to be healthy so that I can be able to go as hard as I can for as long as I can. Actively pursuing not only 2022, but actively pursuing me and my goals and my desires and my family and my friends and my career and my hobbies. Like really going after all those things with all that I got. Because I just got one shot at this thing called life. So I'm making the most of it, and I hope that you are too. So let's not sweat the small stuff. Let's get moving. So I'm gonna leave it with that. Give you some time to think and to reflect. What small things have you turned into mountains in your life that you just need to disregard? And recognize that you've got all that you need. And it's up to you just to make the decision and to continue to put one foot in front of the other. And so, let your journey continue to propel you and move you in the direction that you want to go. So that's it, man. Y'all been listening to A Father Heard. I appreciate each and every one of you just taking the time to stop in. So I hope that you have a blessed week and you take care of yourselves. And I'll see you on the next one.